Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools and snakes too. Can't you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Hallows Eve. Hallows Eve, Wednesday, October the 31st. Wednesday, October the 31st of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. We want to talk about God realization, the state of existence before God said, let there be light. So before God said, let there be light, that was something that existed before the light. What was that? Brothers and sisters, this is the introduction to the series that starts tomorrow, where I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify perfection, teleates, the state that existed before the light. Now, contrary to popular belief, my brothers and sisters, what I'm sharing with you, I've never heard taught nowhere on earth, nowhere. I've never heard this taught. I've never heard no one, Reverend, Doctor, Bishop, or Shaman, or Soothsayer, or Sufism, a perennialist, Kabbalist, talk about the existence prior to the light. So in the Bible, when God said, let there be light, that means something existed before the light, because whatever existed before the light said, let there be light. So what was that? That's teleates. Teleates starts tomorrow, 12 noon. This is the third introduction. So if you did not, for some strange stretch of the imagination, if you didn't hear part one and part two, then you really don't understand that the world is made of words. We have not been exposed to the ideal of understanding our true destiny. Now, Hosea 4:6 tells us this biblically, that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. What knowledge? One, transfiguration. Two, transformation. Three, translation. Four, transfiguration. Five, transportation. Six, transgenderification, which is really transgeneration. That's why they are promoting transgender, because they know this destroys God's plan of transfiguration through this transformation of this translation of this transformation of this transportation of this transgenderification, which results in this transgenerations, the transfer of genes, the transfer of genes, the transfer of genes from transporting humanity into God's divinity. Now, this is the true state. This is the true destiny of mankind that's contrary to popular belief. This is called God realization. This is the result of what is called transubstantiation. Now, all of these are alchemical, biblical, spiritual, Quran, Bahavita, esoteric texts and understanding that it shatters the mind. Because this is what it talks about in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, for all my Bible thumpers out there. Now, remember, this is just the introduction. So it took me 3 hours to introduce the next seven-hour series. This next seven-hour series that starts tomorrow is a culmination of all everything that I've taught all year. Now, I don't know what you do. I don't know where you at. I don't know what you have going on in your life. I know one thing. Everything that you think you know, you don't know. Because the fact that you are doing what you're doing is proof positive that you don't know. Me too. It's the blind leading the blind. But in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Let me say that again. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. That's what the Bible says. If thine eye be single, great is the light. The problem is there's no single-eyed individuals on this planet, as we talked about yesterday when we broke down the book of Jeremiah. So I don't know what you're doing tomorrow at 12 noon. I don't know. Again, the cost of the series is $25 for the members of the Life Management System, $50 for non-members, for everybody that's a paid member of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. You get in for free. You're good. All you got to do is show up. Brother Will, why should we show up tomorrow? Because you don't understand God realization, neither do I. What is God realization, Brother Will? God realization is what is the state, whatever the state of existence before God said, let there be light, we need to talk about that state. What is the state of existence before God said, let there be light? Now, it's talked about, as we mentioned yesterday, all throughout the stars. It's talked about in all of the Bible when it says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. It's talked about in Hebrews 6:1. That's why I'm a Hebrews 6:1 Negro. I've been saying this for years. Because it tells me in Hebrews 6:1, let us go on to maturity. Let us go on to perfection. Let us go on to teleates. Nobody wants to go on to teleates. We're all happy being unhappy. Because we think that this dimension, that this unauthorized production is the production. Now, protons, neutrons, and electrons, what existed before protons, neutrons, and electrons? Whatever that is, that's what we need to talk about. That's what I'm talking about tomorrow, because that you got to get back there. Whatever existed before protons, neutrons, mass, and matter. Now, we can argue and debate what existed, but whatever existed before everything that you know, that's what I'm talking about tomorrow at 12 noon. If you're not on that series, I'm praying for you, and I'm praying that the Father would give you that information the same way he gave it to me. Now, I'm going to say these seven trends, these words you probably never heard before, at least particularly in this particular order, because remember, one of the parts, one of the keys of understanding God realization, the state of existence before light, the state of existence before Genesis, whatever existed before the book of Genesis, that's where I'm at. That's where you should be. So if you don't get it from me, I'm honestly, seriously, no BS. This is the language that can engender reality. That's why everything is being promoted that's gender neutral, because the enemy knows what's coming down the pipe in 2020. He already knows that. So what he's done, he knows you are an incarnation. He knows it, but you don't. He knows that is your incantation. Your incantation. He knows it. What I'm doing right now is called incanting. And if you don't know that, then he knows he got you. He knows that you don't know that you are an incarnation that uses an incantation to create your own incarceration. He knows that. He knows you don't know that you created your own prison. He knows that. And he knows you don't know. Since he knows that you don't know, he knows you can't go on to perfection. He knows that you cannot go on to teleotes. He knows that you cannot go to a state that existed before God said, let there be light. So in the book of Genesis, when God said, let there be light, what existed before God said, let there be light? Whatever that is, that's teleotes. Teleotes is a state of perfection. And the Father understands that. That's called God realization. And the Father understands that you have to oscillate and vibrate in this transformative state. That's the problem. That is the alphabetic code. That is the world that is made from your words. That's why everything on this dimension is based upon Lane Gu Age, the god of war. And so as we talked about on yesterday's show, it's extremely, and as I mentioned about the Iraqi minister right now, the Iraqis, as we talked about, and again, I'm just mentioning it. Obviously we can't review what we talked about in the introduction part one, introduction part two. This is the introduction part three. It takes me 3 hours to do the introduction. This is a bad series. In this series, I'm going to talk about transubstantiation. It's a term you probably, like most of us, have never heard before, because it's a term that establishes and salvages what's in the Quran and in the Torah, and it's the meaning of understanding what took place at the Tower of Babel that establishes multiple languages that can create multiple dispositions, so that way it can separate you multiply from your father. Now, in the Samaritan text, it is recorded about this astrological observation. It is an astrological phenomenon that's in all of the ancient texts except for the Helios Biblios. Now, it's in all of the movies, but it's hidden in plain sight. Remember I said the Planet of the Apes, the first one, the original Planet of the Apes, it's in there. The Planet of the Apes, now remember, the apes was running things. They came down and they put people in cages. In the movie, The Planet of the Apes, but the apes are really the Nephilim, the Anunnaki, the shiny ones. The people are Homo gargantuan, or Homo Neanderthal, or Cro-Magnon, Cro-Magnon, the original man. Now, the question you got to ask is, you got to ask questions about the questions. You got to ask questions about the nature of the reality. So in the movie, The Planet of the Apes, the apes were superior. But the apes, now remember Hollywood, they ain't going to just give it to you. They got to dress it up a little bit. They got to get you to use your brain to figure this shit out. So remember, what is the state of existence before God said, let there be light? What is the state? What existed before God said, let there be light? Where's King Anu from? Where's Enki and Enlil from? Why does all of the text that was 11,000 years before the Bible, 7,000 years before Sumner, hundreds of thousands of years before the earth was even a thought, all of these are what existed before Genesis? That is God realization. That is the state of perfection. That is the state of existence before there was light. What existed before light? What existed before duality? What existed before light and darkness? What existed? Enlightenment, or what I call God realization or Christ consciousness, this is the highest aspect. This is the highest goal of human potential. It is the growth of the mind, body, and the spirit. That's where I'm at. That's called kingdom. That's the kingdom, establishing the kingdom of God on earth, preparing the way for 2020, 2020 vision, replacing power with purpose. That's the kingdom in that training center. This is what I do for a living. Every day, all day, day, every day, all day, I wake up, I go to bed with that intent, I wake up with that intent. That's my only intention. That's the only reason I'm doing this. That's it. My whole purpose in life is to awaken myself and then to awaken you to the oneness of God. Bodily changes automatically take place once your brain oscillates or vibrates in an alkalinity state. And the higher phrases are the higher phases of enlightenment. When the light comes in you, then you arise to what you was meant. Your mentals, it is enlightened mentals, mental. So the mentality, as the Bible says, the interest of God's word unfolds light. It says that in the book of Psalms. This is the final phase. This is where the place where the body alchemically changes from flesh into light. That's where I'm at. That's called immortality. I don't know about you, boo-boo. I don't know what you got going on in your world. I know, you know, I don't know if you worry about immigration. I don't know if you worry about saving the whales and hugging trees. That's all good shizness. However, as for me and my house, we're going up a yonder. I don't have time to play church no more. What is the state of existence before God said, let there be light? What is your mental disposition right now, brother? What is your mental disposition right now, sister? You worrying about the stock market? What's on your mind? When you woke up this morning, what was your intent? To go get digits? To make a couple of dollars? Are you trying to attain godhood? Let me make sure you understand. Let's go to the scriptures, since we're all Bible thumpers. Remember, everything must be proven by the word of God. The Bible says through faith. We can stop there. Because nothing happens unless you go through faith. Pistis. Pytho. I broke that down Sunday morning. I know that everybody saw the service that I preached at Fountain of Living Water, where I broke down pistis and or faith. I also broke down erdogan or works. Without those two things, we can't even have a conversation. We can't even talk about transubstantiation. Is your substantiation being transferred? Is there a transformation going on? Be ye transformed. How, Brother Will? By the renewing of your mind in light mind meant. How, Brother Will? Through faith we understand. How do we understand, Brother Will? Through faith. Oh, you ain't got no faith? You ain't got no pistis? I mean, I cannot convict you because you do not have a conviction that has been induced by words. That's what the word pytho means. Pytho means conviction. Conviction means a state of mind that, there is so much evidence that you're going to jail. So how do I get to a spiritual jail? I want to go to a spiritual jail cell called Oneness with the Father. I volunteer. Take me to jail. Take me to the kingdom. Take me to the throne. I volunteer. I'm ready. Anybody else ready? Okay, I'm already there. So how do you get to where I'm at? Through faith. We understand that the worlds, plural, more than one. Now, brothers, sisters, we could spend days talking about that word worlds, which means, again, aeon. Now, what's extremely important is there are people who they just like to debate. They're not interested in achieving or paying a light bill on time or being a man or a woman of their words. They just like the appearance of godliness. They're not interested in the purpose, not the power. I'm not interested in power. I already had power. It was great. Liked it. It was off the hizzle, full shizzle. However, I'm not interested in power. I'm interested in purpose. So gnosis or Gnosticism is just a term. It's a word. And that term or that word, again, that's associated in Hebrew with Daath, D-A-A-T-H in Hebrew. which give us gnosis, which give us knowledge. Daf, it's the act of knowing. And so it is this act of knowing that we're going to be talking about tomorrow. It is the authentic truth of existence. That's what daf. So we got to, again, the Bible says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for a lack of daf. So you got a lack of understanding of daf, which is the death. You got a lack of understanding what death means. Now, Jesus came and he did something. He took away the sting of daf, or the sting of death, or the sting of ignorance, or the sting of knowledge. Jesus did that for you. So all you got to do, whatever he did, all you got to do is the same thing. But we're not doing, let me rephrase that. I wasn't doing that. And then I started doing that. Then that took away the sting of daf. It took away the sting of death. So now I can say, just like Yahushua, oh, death, where is thou sting? I ain't scarred no more. Now, I know a lot of y'all, you know, maybe not you, but, you know, people you know, they scared of dying. They scarred. But we got to say that statement, oh, death, where is your sting? So doth have sting. Second Corinthians? No, first. 1 Corinthians 15. So 1 Corinthians 15 says something that's extremely important. Now, this is why Yahushua came. He's our elder brother. He's the firstborn of many brethren. That means we don't know what we shall be, but we shall be like him. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't know what I shall be, but I know I'm going to be like him. That means that my mentals are going to be on a level where I, one, transfiguration, step one. Step two, transformation. Step three, translation or transliteration. Step four, transformative, which is different from transformation. Transformative. Step five, transportative, transport. Step six, transgenerative, or transgenerate, which is different from transgeneration. So tomorrow we're going to break down the six trans. That's where we're going to start, the process. Hopefully we'll get to it, which is the state of teleates, which separates salt water from fresh water. Because, again, we talked about this in introduction number one. This is all about the missed story. So if you didn't hear the intro one or intro two, oh, brother, you might overstand, because what's happening to you is Jeremiah 16:19. Our fathers inherited nothing but lies, worthless idols of no benefit at all. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 19. Now, I know, like me, you know, or like old boy in the Black Panther in the movie, you think the plant god, Bath, and the ancestors or the shiznits or the bee's knees, I understand. We all have that over an understanding. Nothing wrong with that. But we got to go higher. We got to vibrate higher. We got to get to a level of overstanding. We got to go past the plant deity. We got to go past the ancestors. The Bible, that's an old song, worship song, that's called Take Me In to the Holies of Holies. Take me in, fly the blood of the land. And it talks about taking me past the outer court to the holy place, past the brazen altar, because I want to see his face. It's this ability, brothers and sisters. This is what this new series, Teleates, Perfection, is all about. That starts tomorrow at 12 noon. Again, $25 for members, $50 for non-members. Kingdom Millionaires Training Centers, you get in for free. Just show up. Well, Brother Will, I'm with you, man. However, I don't think it requires all that, brother. I don't think it requires all of this stuff you're talking about. Well, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:54, when the perishable has been clothed with imperishable, nothing happens until then. So right now you're perishable. What does that mean? I put a bullet in your head, you drop. We all do. We all are perishing. We all are getting older. We all are suffering from entropy. So we've got to understand the keys to reverse are the keys to defeating teleites or telomeres. That's on your DNA. That's the only reason that you die, because as I will prove, you was programmed to die. Who programmed you for death? Now, that's not a bad thing, because if you live forever, you would live forever in this fallen state. How do I know? Genesis chapter 1. Adam, Eve, fell. Angel put at garden. The angel was put in front of the tree of life, lest they eat of it and live forever in a fallen state. So matter is a fallen state, contrary to popular belief. Now, I think I'm the bee's knees. I look at my matter, my body, and I, I'm a little vertically challenged, but other than that, hey, I like me some me. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you like you some you. However, flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom. Oh, man. So, see, the way my savings account is set up, I got a concern. What is my concern? Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom. Okay? I went into the kingdom because I got a kingdom in that training center. So I need to get into the kingdom so I can help you get into the kingdom. So the Bible tells me you must be born again. Okay? Sign me up for that program. So I signed up. Then I did like everybody. I had that counterfeit conversion. They slapped oil on my head. I watched everybody else fall down, so I fell down too. I didn't feel nothing, but everybody else got slain in the spirit, so I looked around, and everybody else, so I went down too. So I know I got saved for fire insurance. Now, again, I'm just talking about me. I don't know. Everybody's different. Maybe you had an authentic conversion. Mine wasn't. That's why my life didn't change. That's why I knew it wasn't real for me. So then I said, okay, I need the real deal Holyfield. I need something authentic. Because I had a form of godliness, but I didn't have no power. Why? Couldn't pay my light bill on time. Lie on my taxes. Cheat on my wife. Beat my kids. Kick the dog. So I got tired of living that life, so I wanted to go on to perfection. I wanted to go past first base. But everybody I talked to, nobody was past first base. All the reverends, doctors, and bishops that I knew, none of them, they was all doing the same thing I was doing. Because, see, I was part of a big ministry. See, I went behind the scenes. See, everybody else come in, and they saw the show on Sunday. They wasn't in the building plan meeting. They wasn't in the leadership meetings. They wasn't in none of the leaders. They didn't know that the reverend, Dr. Bishop was sleeping with the choir director. Or the choir director was a down low brother. They didn't know all that. They just saw the show on Sunday. See, I saw behind the scenes what I saw, like when I was a cop. See, I went into law enforcement because I wanted to know. Then when I went to law enforcement, I pulled over the mayor's son, and they said, I caught him with drugs, and I processed the case. 6 hours doing paperwork, and I go back, and he was already released. And I'm like, hold up, time out. He going to jail, right? They said, no, he's the mayor's son. I'm like, I don't know. I got a son, too. But if you catch my son with drugs, he going to jail. Well, see, the way the system is set up, the mayor's son, he don't go to jail. He get to get out of free jail card. So, see, I saw the corruption on higher levels. Then I went to the prison system. And then I was in the dudes on death row. They got microwaves and conjugal visits. Dude killed 30 people, man. How you got a microwave in his cell? In prison, that's no poo nanny zone. How poo nanny getting into prison? Well, the warden, what? So the warden is on the payroll? Come on, man. How you going to fight corruption at that level when you just a peon? So, again, I got out. Exit stage left. Then I got into religion. Guess what? Same corruption was there, too. I'm like, oh, man. So I had to go to the Father and say, Father, I need help. There is nowhere for me. I feel like a man without a country. He said, welcome home. He said, my son, he was down here too. He was in this world, but he wasn't of this world. Because he said, if I was of this world, my angels, they would come down, they would fight for me. See, Yahushua felt the same way I felt. See, I don't know. There's a lot of y'all listening to me. Y'all don't have that feeling yet. Y'all like the world. It's just shizness out here, you know, just pride of life, lust of the flesh, cares of this world. See, I don't fit in. I'm like a man without a country. So I needed to find my country, and I found my country. It's called the kingdom of God. And I'm there now. I'm waiting on you. You don't have to die to go. You can go. You can come right now. Y'all ready? Okay, Brother Will, how we get there? The Bible says you must be born of the water and of the spirit. So there's an alkalinity state that you must maintain, and there's a water state that you must maintain. As we talked about yesterday, that is the mist story. That's called the gospel. That's the mystery of the gospel. The word mystery means mist. Mist is water. The word story means words. There's story that changes water because you're 80% water. What is that story, Brother Will? I am so glad you asked. We're going to break it down tomorrow. And what I'm going to share with you is going to mess up your theology. I already know. Why? It messed up my theology. And when I tell people and it messed up their theology, they know they tell me. All the Reverend Dr. Bishops, they say, well, I like my tradition over your truth. And I'm like, it ain't my truth, brother. It's in your Bible.
Well, there's just a misinterpretation of the scripture, brother.
Come on, Holmes. Are you for real? So tomorrow, we're going to break down and we're going to get into Abzu. A-B-Z-U. And as we talked about in part one and part two of the introduction, part three, after we break down and destroy the theology of most people, and we're going to break down how your DNA got manipulated by the premortal realm. And then we're going to break down what's inside of all of the other texts, and what's in the stars, and what's in the planets. Remember I talked about that planet yesterday, or the star system yesterday? That's in Hebrew, means the way. Remember, we broke it down in yesterday's introduction, and then we talked about that Hebrew word, bootes, B-O-O-T-E-S, which means the coming one. Remember we broke down Psalms 147, Isaiah 47, and we broke down Job 38, 32, the mountain Ruth, 12 tribes. We're going to break all that down. We broke down Arcturus. We broke down Orion. We broke down the plagues, Job 9:9. This is in your Bible, brothers. This is in your Bible, sisters. The truth is in there. That's why all I need is the Bible. Or I just need your body. The biology, that's why you got 12 cranial nerves that match up with the 12 disciples, that match up with the 12 perennial lines, that match up with the 12 tectonic plates in the earth, that match up with the 12 constellations in the sky. So what do y'all want to start? Well, we're going to break it all down. So that way you can understand your God realization. Okay, well, Brother Will, but how do we start this process? Well, everything starts with the Word. Why? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh, and it dwelt among men. So if I give you the right words, it activates the right DNA. That's why your DNA is made up of what? Words, a.k.a. letters, because letters are fetters. Right letters create the right fetters. Fetters are chains. So if I use the right words, guess what? It's going to invoke, it's going to provoke the right God realization. That is the state of existence before light. That's the state of existence before duality. Right now, you in a dual brain. You got left brain, right brain. They fighting against each other, especially if you're an 11 or a 7. If you got those numbers anywhere in your chart, you're suffering right now. Shizness don't make sense. Why? Your left brain is not in harmony with the right brain. You're suffering from what they call bipolar. We all bipolar. We all got two poles. That's why there's an up and a down. That's why there's a left and a right. That's why there's happy and sad. That's why there's fat, skinny. That's why there's rich, poor. We live in a world of duality, but that's not what we're from, a world of unity. But we're from a world of unity, but we're stuck down here in a world of duality. Well, brothers and sisters, you can come home. You can come on up, chump, as the old folks say. Come on up, chump, boy. Y'all can come on home. Okay, Brother Will, sounds good, homie, but you're talking in circles again. Hey, man, y'all know that's how we do. So let's close the circle, Hebrews 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, verse 1 breaks down the six trans that we're going to break down during this series that's going to destroy your theology, but it's going to open up you to God's reality. See, your theology is preventing you from receiving God's reality because it is through faith, we understand, according to Hebrews. Now, Hebrews is a dangerous book because Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is. See, most people's faith is in tomorrow or is in yesterday. Most people's faith is not present. That's the problem. See, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. See, my hope got substance. Does your hope got substance? Brother Will, where is the substance of your hope? It's in my skull, homie. Because thoughts are things. In fact, thoughts are more powerful than things. Thoughts create things. So while you're trying to get things, I'm trying to get thoughts. Y'all chasing dollars. I'm chasing memories and establishing memories because those are MEMS. MEMS create a biological change in the body. Don't believe me? Go to dictionary.com. Type in the word M-E-M-E. Triple day. After the show, of course. So I want to bring about a biological change inside of your body. How? Words. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I got evidence, homie, but you just can't see it. Well, Brother Will, where is your evidence? Because I can't see it. Remember, what exists before protons, neutrons, and electrons? What exists? What existed before matter? What exists? What is the state of your existence before you downloaded into this mass of matter? Do you know the answer to that question? You will know the answer to that question after the series that starts tomorrow. Again, cost of the series, $25 for members, $50 for non-members after the series starts. It's $100 for everybody. Members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you good. No charge for the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. That's the benefit for joining. So there is something that's not seen. Now, brothers and sisters, y'all strapped in. Y'all, everybody strapped in? Everybody strapped in. Okay, y'all not strapped in yet? Okay, y'all better strap in. We got to go deeper down the rabbit trail. So, now remember, in my book Grammar, Grammaria, and Grammatus, there is something called pragmatics. Now, that comes from a Greek word.
42:29. Pragma. Pragma.
So, pragma is a Greek word. Now, that Greek word, pragma, where we get the word pragmatics, which is a part of the seven steps to take words and create reality, which is called grammaria or grammatus, beaming, or witchery, or transfiguration, or metamorpho, or metamorphosis. Now remember, how does a caterpillar turn into a butterfly? How does a tadpole become a frog? Anybody, based on biology. So, let me get this right. A tadpole turns into a butterfly. How? Metamorphosis. That means to transformation by witchcraft. What? Now, again, let's look at the definition of the word. Okay, now this switchery, witchcraft, what does that mean in English? Well, pragma means things in Bible, according to the Bible. So when the Bible says the substance of things, that's talking about pragma, things, hoped for, the evidence of things, pragma, not seen. So things. Not seen. So what exists before something becomes material? That's teleotes. That's what we're going to break down. What exists before light and darkness? So this Greek word, pragma. Well, we get the English word things. It means that which has been done, a deed that has been accomplished. It is a commercial transaction. It means that which exists before something exists. So that means something else existed before matter. What is it? What exists before matter, brother? What existed before matter, sister? So if you don't know what that is, then you can't control matter. You cannot produce matter if you don't know what exists before matter, because you got to have that to build matter. So you want paper money. You got to make sure that you understand that you got pragmatic money before you can get paper money. Before you can get matter, you got to understand what exists before matter. There's a Greek word called prasso, P-R-A-S-S-O, prasso. That means to manage affairs. It has to do with a transaction. It has to do with revenue and debt. It has to do with something, the ability to carry out something. So there is something that needs to be carried out before master matter shows up. There is a deed, a transaction that needs to take place before master matter shows up. Because before things exist, there is something that is not seen. That word not, or that word seen. So whatever that is, you need to get that. Okay, Brother Will, what is it? What is it that you can't see, I can't see? Well, we call it subatomic particles. Many of us call that subatomic.
G-991, blepo, blepo.
Blepo. Now, do you guys remember back in the day, there was a video came out. It was called What the Bleep Do We Know? Do anybody remember that video? That was a video back in the day called What the Bleep Do You Know? Or What the Bleep Do We Know? Now, that video was a scientific video. Now, in that video, What the Bleep Do We Know? It was talking about this fictional character, this lady called Amanda, in the video. And I think that character was played by the girl that's actually deaf in real life, doesn't have the ability to hear in real life. If I remember the video. Anyway, it was about this photographer, and her name was Amanda in the video, who goes on this journey of unraveling life and revealing cellular, molecular, and quantum realms inside of herself and inside of everything around her. In other words, in the video, What the Bleep Do We Know, they were telling you, now again, all neuroscientists know this, all quantum physicists know this, What the Bleep Do You Know? So if you haven't seen the video, go to YouTube. I think it's still on YouTube, What the Bleep Do We Know? And make sure you get the full length. On YouTube it says full movie extended or extended movie, What the Bleep Do We Know? What the Bleep Do We Know? Again, that's a requirement. Not a requirement, but I would encourage highly that you watch that video before tomorrow. So that way, as I go and break down bleepo, you can have a better an understanding as we talk about the state of existence before light. Teleates. Because that's where I'm at. That's how I'm able to call those things that are not as though they were. That's how everything that I do it before it manifested. What does that mean? That means when stuff shows up, it's not like, oh, what the hell? How did that happen? Like, that doesn't happen in my space. That's why when I first met my wife, she didn't really understand why I would get so angry if that was a surprise. Like the first time she threw a surprise birthday party for me. There's no surprises in my world. So if there is a surprise, that means that I'm slipping. And so I get angry because I'm not the slipping type. But that's difficult for people to understand who don't really understand where my viewpoint of the physical universe and how it connects to quantum physics and the invisible universe based upon the Bible or the Greek word blepo, which gives us the English word bleep. What the bleep do you know? So that movie that came out in What the Bleep Do You Know, that came out in like, man, what year was that? It was a while ago. I want to say 2000, 2001. So they were telling us something. Now, I don't even think the scientists knew. So that word bleepo, again, strong concordance number, Let me pull it up. G991, so you can look it up. G991. And let me get that word again so we can break it down.
Strong's G991. Blepo. Blepo.
Blepo. Where we get the English word bleep? Blepo. Now, again, biblically, I got a plethora of science to break this down. Ancient texts, oh, we'd be here till Jesus come back, breaking down ancient texts. That means to discern. That means to be possessed of sight, to have the power of seeing, to perceive. Not necessarily physical sight. It encompasses both. But primarily, my emphasis is on discernment, mental observation, perceive, overstanding, understanding, understanding. It is the sixth sense. It is the ability to perceive by senses, also by the mind's eye, or your third eye, what some people call. So let me make sure you understand. There's a sensory world that exists behind the physical world. So we call that feelings. Some of us call that emotions. So that's the reason I don't allow myself to engage in the emotional states that are not conducive to my health, because that is not what is called hypostasis. That's not how you produce substance. So if anybody want to produce material substance in your life, you got to go through a process called hypostasis, which we're going to be breaking down during the series. Now, there's a lot of Reverend Dr. Bishops. Now, they teach this in cemetery school. Oh, I'm in seminaries. My bad. In the cemetery. No, why I keep saying cemetery? Seminary. I'm just saying. In the seminary school. So hypostasis is a Greek word that gives the English word substance. So the hypostasis. So hypo and stasis. So hypostasis means substructure. It means foundation. It means substantial quality or nature. It means steadfastness of mind. Let me say that again. It means steadfastness of mind. Let me say that again. It means steadfastness. Steadfastness of mind. Let me say it again. Substructure. Steadfastness of mind. Let me say it again. Substructure. Foundation. Stand. Fast mind. Substructure. A steadfast mind. You still not getting it. Substructure. In other words, before your material money shows up, there must be some substructure money, my brother. There must be some substructure money, my sister. There must be some stand fast money in your brain, my brother. There must be some steadfast money in your brain. It means confidence. It means firm. It means trust. It means assurance. You have not because you stand not. You wishy-washy. Today, you believe you're a millionaire today, but tomorrow you get a lot of bills, and that confidence, that clarity, that substructure, gone. Hypostasis. So substance has a substructure. It is hypo. And we're breaking all of this down deeper during the series. So the word hypo, it means a precursor. The what they call causative case. It's the genitive, like your genitalia, but it's the genitive. Genitive means generative. Wee! I'm giving away too much information. I gotta save some of this for the show. I can't tell y'all all this. I can't tell you. If I tell you, I can't tell you. Can I tell you? Okay, I can tell you. Generative. I don't know if y'all understand. Generate your brain. Now remember the Greek word ergon, English word work. People say, "Brother Will, I gotta go to work." Okay, what do you do? If you get up and go to the 9-5, let me be the bearer of good news. That ain't work. Work is mental, homeboy. Work is mental. Stand fast brain. That's work. Is your brain immersed in your purpose? Yeah, but Brother Will, what had happened was the way my savings account is set up, yeah, I understand. Brother Ben never done that, got two T-shirts. Now, it took me 50 years to figure it out, but I figured it out. Because guess what? I got tired of having more bills than money. So now I have a generative. I generate, homeboy. I got a generative. That's what a hypo means, the ability to generate. You got a generator. Anybody, do you got a – you need to have a mental money machine. Anybody got an ATM? I got an ATM in my brain. My brain generates. But what does my brain generate? Your brain should generate stasis. Mine does. That's why I got the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. I'm trying to help you. But many people don't want to be helped. They already know. I remember when I was 21, 30, 31, 40, couldn't tell me nothing, man. I had all zero, no knowledge. I already knew everything everybody was trying to teach me. I remember Darrell Rutherford, you know, wrote the book, Why Aren't You Rich? I read the book and I called him. He also wrote the book, Being Solution. And I called him. I read that book too, called him. Said, dude, you touched in the head. And he also wrote a book called Being God. I called him on that one too. And all he did was hung the phone up on me because he had something I didn't have. What did he have, brothers, that I got now? You need this too, brother.
Strong's G, 2476. Histamine.
Yeah, histamine. You know, histamine is like a his. That's associated with allergies and pollen, that stuff that makes you sneeze. Histamine, H-I-S-T-E-M-I. The Greek word, histamine, that gives the English word, stasis, histamine. So that word, histamine, means cause. A cause to make one stand. Histamine, I call it purpose. Oh, man. Let me drink some water so I won't start screaming in everybody's ear. The hair on the back of my neck just stood up. The Greek word histamine, what is the state of existence before light and darkness, brother? What is the state of existence before light or this thing that we call color, hue? What is the state of existence before hue? Histamine. Okay, Brother Will, that's great. During this series, man, I'm going to take the gloves off. They're off. They've been off. But they're going to be off. I'm punching people in their mouth, in the spiritual mouth, of course. I wouldn't resort to no physical violence. Histamine. That's what's missing in your life. You ain't got no cause to stand. You got a gimmick. Now, I tell people call me, people text me, man, I've been doing this for a long time, 20 years, man, 20 years. And I get clients, we talk about their purpose, and I tell them their purpose. Every person that's a client, I've already told you your purpose without telling you. And when I tell people their purpose, for example, that's one sister, very intelligent, very elegant, really love her little shearings. I always do them for her shearings, putting them first. Work like a Hebrew slave. I think she got like three jobs. Been a client of mine, and I've been telling her purpose. She's still looking for it. Craziest thing since sliced bread. It's kind of, I mean, I know it's not funny, but when I was out there looking for my purpose, and I was doing my purpose the whole time. But I was doing my purpose on the DL because I was ashamed of my purpose because I didn't want nobody to know I was a functional illiterate. And I was afraid that if people knew I was a functional illiterate, they would laugh at me. They would make jokes about me. Or they would do like they do now and send me emails and call me, you know, spear chunker and, you know, go home, black African, and who do you think you are? And you're a worthless piece of, you know how people do. I was afraid to create from a place of pain. I wanted to create from a place of gain. Nothing in my life changed until I embraced my pain. And I create now from that place of pain, not from a place of gain. All my products and services come from a place of pain. Because in my weakness, he's made strong. He's in me. Now, I know, there's courses and people out there that tell you, you know, hey, if you are a great, you know, singer, sing, make money. I know. Like I say, and been saying for 20 years, your problem is your purpose. The thing that you hate the most, the thing that you're afraid of, the thing that's buried down, in fact, most people, they don't even know what they're afraid of. Most people now, that's called your negative habit pattern, as I've been saying. That's why I got a course that has 7 modules, and the first module is we kind of identify the negative habit pattern. And I got clients who tell me, I send them the modules, and they say, I don't listen to that stuff, man. I don't have time. I just need the solution so I can blow up. I had a client tell me that today. I sent them the stuff. They said, well, I signed up for the Kingdom Midnight Training. Yes, you did. Well, why I got this stuff that you want me to listen to called behavioral clairnomics? I ain't interested in that bullshitness. I'm interested in making money. Oh, man. Can't see the forest because of the trees. So you're going to – let me get this right. So why come when we go to the doctor, we never question the doctor? That's what, you know, you got a doctor, right? The doctor tells us to take some pills, we take the pills. I tell you to read a book and you look at me like I'm strange. I got clients that I've sent these modules to, been in the course for years, they ain't never listened to a module, maybe one or two. And then they're wondering why they ain't Groundhog's Day. Like, it's amazing to me. All my mentors, when Miles Monroe spoke, I sapped it up. Every book he wrote, I brought and read. When Turnell Nelson spoke, when Bertrand Baird, when Dale Rutherford, Jim Fife, Craig Lee, when all of the men that was instrumental in my life, when they spoke, I listened and I applied. I had a little ego, but I wanted history. I wanted a cause that would make me firm, that would make me a fixture, that would make me established. History means to establish a thing. It means the thing that causes one to stand. It means the thing to uphold. It means the thing that to sustain the authority or the force of the thing. It means the thing by which money to one comes. Histeme means corn age. Please don't believe me. Look this up. Histeme, cornage, a.k.a. dollar bills. The word histeme means to stop, to stand still, to stand immovable. To stand firm. It means the foundation for which buildings are built upon, to stand. It means to be continually safe and sound. It means to be unharmed, to be ready, to be prepared. It means one who does not hesitate and does not waver. Histi me, my brother. That is the word homostasis. Now, you find me a Reverend Dr. Bishop on the planet that's teaching that. Just one. I know they're out there. I'm being fictitious, but more should be teaching this. See, people ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, dunamis power. Dunamis power. What is it? Where do you get it? That's where you get it from. Here's to me. Now, this is just the introduction. We break all of this down tomorrow, start at 12 noon, as we break down the new series, the final series. I got one more in December, but the one in December is for the Kingdom Midnight Training Center, as we're going to break down how to set up your business so that way you can be tax-free, so you can keep all your money in your pocket. So we're going to break down my accounting system in December. But when it comes to the esoteric knowledge, this is going to be the last series for this year as we prepare for 2019 and 2020 with the Kingdom Midnight Training Center. So tomorrow, my brothers and sisters, we continue to break down teleati, the state of existence before light and darkness, which is the state you should be in right now, which allows you to stand. And having done all, stand. Brothers and sisters, this is extremely important that if you don't get this information from me, that you ask the Father, because, again, he's not a respecter of persons. He will show it to you the same way he showed it to me. The key, just get the information. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. Because without you, there is no me. Everything I do is to empower you, because me and you are one. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. When I see you, I've seen the universe. God eternal within the body. This is the God realization, the true transformation of mankind into the God kind. Brothers and sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. Some say his name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. Some say his name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you. I can't leave.